From Spark and Anvil and Math Circle, this is Circle and Echo, in Chapter 1 of the Math Circle cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The snow fell in big, quiet flakes outside the Math Circle window. Inside, it was warm and smelled like pencil shavings and hot cocoa. At a round wooden table, two friends stared at a piece of paper. On the paper was a drawing of a lopsided, nine-sided cake. Circle, Circe, tapped a very sharp pencil against her chin. Her drawings were always neat, with perfect curves and straight lines. This messy cake problem bothered her. "A nonagon," she murmured, "for 7 yetis, and they all need exactly the same amount." Echo, Edie, leaned forward, her elbows on the table. She hummed a little tune, a habit she had when she was thinking hard. The problem wasn't just about the cake. It was about the yetis. The instructions said that if one yeti got even a crumb more than another, they would start a very loud, very grumpy yodeling contest that could cause an avalanche. "No avalanches today," Edie said softly. She looked at Circe, then back at the wobbly drawing. The snow kept falling, piling up on the windowsill like a soft white blanket. The challenge was clear, but the answer was hiding.
Circe drew a perfect nonagon on a fresh sheet of paper. She liked to start with a clean version of the problem. "Okay," she said, her voice clear and sure. "The simplest way to cut a cake is from the center, out to the corners, like a pizza." She drew faint lines from the middle of her shape to each of the 9 corners. She pointed with the tip of her pencil. "We could give 7 of those slices to the 7 yetis. Then we'd have 2 slices left over." She looked at Edie, expecting a nod. It was a logical start, a complete circular thought. Edie tilted her head. "So what you're saying is we should slice it like a pizza and give 1 slice to each yeti, which leaves 2 extra slices," she said, tracing Circe's lines in the air with her finger. Her voice was thoughtful, like she was trying the idea on for size. "Yes, exactly," Circe said. "Okay," Edie continued. "I hear that, and it's a fast way to get started. But the problem is that the 2 leftover slices need to be divided up between the 7 yetis, and cutting up those 2 little triangles into 7 perfectly equal bits seems tricky and messy." Circe looked at her drawing. Edie was right. Those 2 leftover slices would have to be crumbled into 7 tiny equal piles, a crumb-based disaster. Not neat at all.
Edie picked up her own pencil, which was not as sharp as Circe's. "So you showed that slicing it from the center makes leftover pieces that are hard to share," she began, making sure she had it right. Circe nodded. "Right," Edie said. "So what if we don't start from the center? What if we try to make the cake itself easier to divide? It has 9 sides, and we have 7 yetis. 9 and 7 don't play well together." She drew a wavy line on her own paper, just for something to do. "What if we just cut 2 of the sides off?" she suggested. She drew 2 heavy lines on the drawing, lopping off 2 of the nonagon's corners. "Look, if we cut these bits off, the big piece left in the middle is a heptagon, a 7-sided shape," she smiled. "Then we could cut that from the center, and it would make 7 perfect equal slices for the 7 yetis." Circe looked at the new drawing. It was a bold idea. A 7-sided cake was much easier to divide for 7 yetis. The logic was strong. But a new problem appeared, sitting right there on Edie's paper. 2 lonely triangle-shaped pieces of cake that had been cut off.
"Okay, I hear you," Circe said, picking up the thread. "You're saying that if we cut off 2 corners, we're left with a 7-sided cake that's easy to divide. That's really clever, Edie. It turns the hard part of the problem into an easy one."
Edie beamed.
"Exactly.
But," Circe added gently, tapping the 2 cut-off pieces on Edie's drawing, "we still have these leftovers. We can't just throw them out. The yetis would know.
They can smell wasted cake from a mile away. Edie's smile faltered. Oh, right. So we have the same problem as before. Leftovers. So your idea of changing the shape is smart, but we still have to divide the leftovers, Cersei restated. She paused, looking at the perfect nonagon she had drawn earlier. And my idea of slicing from the middle was simple, but the slices weren't easy to share. What if we combine them? She pointed to her own drawing. What if we don't cut all the way to the center? What if we draw a smaller nonagon inside the big one? She sketched it quickly. A small nine-sided shape floated in the middle of the larger one. Now, instead of nine triangles, there were nine trapezoids, long four-sided pieces pointing inward. Now we have nine identical pieces, she said.
Edie's eyes lit up. So you're saying we make an inner circle, well, an inner nonagon, and cut out nine long pieces around it, she said, her voice getting faster. That's brilliant, Cersei, because now we have nine pieces that are all exactly the same shape and size. Exactly, Cersei confirmed. And we have seven yetis, Edie went on, so each yeti gets one whole piece. She started making check marks on the paper. One for yeti one, one for yeti two, all the way to seven. That leaves two whole pieces left over, Cersei said, finishing the thought, and one small nonagon cake from the very middle. Edie grabbed her pencil. So now we just have to divide those two leftover trapezoid pieces and the little cake in the middle into seven equal shares, she said. That's so much easier than dividing crumbs. They quickly sketched out a plan. Each of the two leftover pieces could be sliced into seven skinny strips. The center nonagon could be carefully cut up too. Every yeti would get one big piece, two skinny strips, and one little chunk of the center. They looked at their final drawing, covered in lines and check marks. It was a perfect, fair, and avalanche-proof solution. Outside, the snow had stopped falling. The world was quiet and clean. Good listening, Cersei said with a small smile. Good echoes, Edie replied.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Circle and Echo. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.